That brings us to the end of our comprehensive analysis for Monday, June 1st. Today's developments illustrate how quickly international crises can escalate, from the collapse of Lebanon's ceasefire negotiations to Romania confirming Russian drone strikes on NATO territory, to China deploying Coast Guard vessels near Taiwan following Japan-Philippines defense agreements.
The technology sector continues reshaping entire industries, with NVIDIA's influence extending into chip manufacturing at TSMC, Microsoft unveiling AI agents at Build 2026, and humanoid robots moving from research projects to practical deployment. Meanwhile, the SOX index's 80% surge this year is reigniting serious questions about whether we're witnessing transformational growth or speculative excess.
Medical breakthroughs offer hope amid global tensions, with Johnson & Johnson's cancer injection showing remarkable results against head and neck tumors, Revolution Medicines beginning pancreatic cancer drug distribution, and Akeso demonstrating 34% death risk reduction in lung cancer trials. CERN's discovery of potential physics beyond the Standard Model could ultimately prove more significant than today's geopolitical headlines.
Looking ahead to Tuesday's emergency talks on Lebanon, the six state primary elections, and Microsoft's continued Build conference announcements, we'll be watching whether diplomatic efforts can prevent further Middle East escalation and whether technology valuations reflect genuine productivity gains or unsustainable optimism.
A few weeks ago, we suggested that companies heavily invested in electric vehicle futures could face significant losses if adoption slowed. Some EV-focused companies have indeed experienced stock declines and reduced growth projections due to slower-than-expected adoption in certain markets, though the overall transition continues with mixed regional results. We also predicted that defense and energy stocks should benefit from geopolitical tensions. And while defense stocks have gained from increased military spending, energy stocks faced mixed performance as supply disruptions were offset by demand concerns.
These reversals remind us that confident predictions often encounter messy reality. The most important skill in analyzing current events isn't being right about everything, but maintaining intellectual humility about what we truly know versus what we assume.
Before we sign off, we want to acknowledge that this podcast is made possible by Claude Code for script generation and Perplexity for real-time topic discovery. These AI tools are empowering independent creators like us to produce professional analysis that would have previously required entire production teams. It's a remarkable example of how technology can democratize media creation.
For listeners interested in AI, developer tools, and open source developments, be sure to check out our companion show, IntelliJix HN Daily, which provides deep dive analysis of the top Hacker News stories. You'll find it on the same platform.
Remember that each segment of today's episode stands alone and can be shared individually. We'll be back tomorrow with comprehensive analysis of how Tuesday's diplomatic initiatives and primary results reshape the week's trajectory.
I'm Sarah Chen.
And I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.